32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Welcome to this very special edition of 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and it's a great pleasure today to welcome Sharon Green onto the podcast, and we are talking a fantastic off-road event in South Africa called Rockman. Sharon, first of all, welcome onto the show, and just briefly for all people out there, give us a bit of a history about Rockman.
Thanks, David. With pleasure. Thanks for having me, and we are certainly looking forward to an amazing event coming up in 12 days' time. The Rockman X Triathlon and Duathlon event takes place on the 4th of December at the Cradle Moon Mulders Drift Resort. That's just 20 k's outside Four Ways, for those that are not sure where the Cradle Moon Mulders Drift area is. And we've got four different events that take place on that day, starting off with the Ultra Cross Triathlon. That's the big one and the big challenger for the athletes. Then we've got a Rockman Dash, which is a sprint, also ex-triathlon. Then we've got a Rockman Dash Duathlon. For those that are a little scared to do the swim, by popular demand, we added the Duathlon event last year, which has become extremely popular. And then finally, we got the Rock Kids Off-Road Duathlon. So we really have a combination of events to suit everyone in the family.
Now, off-road events in South Africa, I mean, we're outdoor nuts, we're endurance nuts in this country. Mountain biking for the last 10 years probably has really taken off, still very strong. Trail running, we're seeing a huge impact in that market as well, and that does spill over to off-road triathlon. It really is a market, isn't it, that South Africans are just lapping up at the moment?
It certainly is, David. We found, after being involved with road triathlon for many, many years. Louis Harmsa, the director of Spectrum Sport, who's our partner in this event. We used to run the triathlon series many years ago, and we just felt there was a need for the growing off-road element. So we decided to take it off-road, and that's how we created Rockman 4 years ago. And it's really just grown from strength to strength, from having, you know, a couple of hundred entries the first year. Last year we were close on 700 participants. So it really is a growing sport all round, off-road, mountain biking and the trail running, definitely. We also added this year the Rockman Trail Run for the first time. We just thought we'd throw it out there and just feel the waters, and the response was phenomenal. We had over 500 entries for our first event, so that's something we're definitely going to be carrying on in the calendar for next year, and there's talk of us maybe doing a series and including Cape Town and some of the other regions as well.
Well, that sounds very exciting, and one of the reasons why we love outdoor sports, we have a beautiful country, beautiful places to race. The Cradle, anyone in and around Johannesburg and Gauteng, even Pretoria, know how beautiful it is there. But just tell us a little bit more about the course and the area where it's hosted, what people could look forward to.
Sure. The venue, the Cradle Moon Lakeside Resort, was formerly the Haya Safari. Many guys will remember it as the Haya Safari. So it had a name change and a change of ownership over a year ago. And the new owners have created a conservancy, a nature conservancy, where they've dropped the fences of all the surrounding farms in the area to create the Cradle Conservancy. So the athletes, as part of their entry, we donate 50 rand as part of the entry, which goes to the Conservancy Fund for Nature Conservation in the area. So it's also quite a nice feel-good event you're participating in, and you're also contributing to conserving the wildlife in the area. So it's a beautiful part of the world. The route is absolutely extremely scenic, and you feel like you're really part of nature. You run along the lake, over bridges, lots of single track as well as lots of jeep track. Last year we had a request for some changes in the route, which we've listened to our athletes, and we're really looking forward to offering some better routes this year, less bottlenecking, and an overall greater experience all round.
Now tell me more about the kiddies, and you know, we talk about this love for endurance events, and that does have a knock-on effect, and what does make it so great is the ability to involve the whole family. But the kids are going to come out. What could they expect from the kiddies event?
Well, I think what makes our event unique is that the whole family can come along and participate. Even if you're not sporty, you can come along and picnic with us for the day. And there's a pool on the resort, and there's beautiful gardens and lots to do. But for the kids' challenge, what we've done is we've put together two categories for the kids, one 5 to 8 and another 9 to 15. And it's a duathlon. So the kids run, and then they cycle, and then they run again. Lots of fun, nothing dangerous, and really an opportunity to introduce kids into the sport.
Sharon, lastly, I said in the 2GI, I know they're partners with the event, and nutrition becomes extremely important. Yes, people plan their own nutrition, but as a race organization, what is on offer for the athletes?
Well, we've got some fantastic sponsors. Among them, 32GI has been a great support for us for many years, and they are the ultimate in nutritional supplements. So you can't go wrong with having 32GI, the best, as part of our team. They are going to be putting on a recovery zone at the finish and offering athletes the opportunity to test out the latest compression gear that's been brought into the country by a company called Recover for You and Game Ready Technology. So amazing technology at the finish line. You're all going to be wrapped up in this fancy equipment and recover those very sore muscles. We also have Land Rover offering spectators shuttles. We have Brooks trail running shoes and gear, like with amazing prizes. We're giving away over 150,000 Rand in prizes, including if you enter by this Friday, you can stand a chance to win a Merida mountain bike valued at over 20K, as well as a great mountain bike for the kids if you enter online by Friday this week.
Well, tell us a little bit more about that. I was going to ask you for that. If people haven't entered yet, so that's a fantastic prize to be on the offering. How do they get hold of those entries?
Okay, David, it's quite simple. They just need to go to our website, which is www.rockmanxtry.co.za, and all the information is there. So www.rockmanxtry.co.za. You can enter online by Friday to qualify for the great prizes up for grabs. And entries close on Monday the 28th. So if you want to qualify for a great race shirt in the dash and an awesome ultra race jacket for the ultra athletes, if you enter by Monday, you automatically qualify for that gear as well.
Well, Sharon Rockman, sounds very exciting. Thanks for joining us on 32GI Sports Nutrition. And if you haven't entered and you're based in the Gauteng area, do go check out that website. I will put it up on the show notes for you. But from myself, Mr. Active David Katz, and the entire team of 32GI, Sharon, thank you very much for joining us, and all the best for the event.
Thanks, David. We look forward to seeing everybody there. And please give us a shout if you've got any queries. We're looking forward to a great event.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.